Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You know, shout out to every single last member of The Burt Show.
Yeah.
All of the hate that they get online, trust me when I say these people are the kindest, most wonderful people that I've ever worked with.
Good day. I'm Wrinkled the Clown, and I am f***ing all over you tonight.
That is so gross and weird and creepy and disrespectful and random and hilarious. According to police, Mitchell placed a makeup brush, oh God, in his anus before placing them back on the shelf for display. I gotta ask you a question. You have to be honest.
Why else am I here?
While I'm reading this, are you also clenching your asshole closed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, a little bit. Yep.
Come. Give me.
It would have been clogged up.
Your black card.
Okay, well, you do. Okay, well, it's laminated.
You're gonna lose it for at least an hour, but if you keep doing this, okay, it's gonna be two.
Okay.
I have so the cleanest fresh asshole south of the Mason-Dixon line. Yeah. I guarantee it. What up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. You never know. Okay, so let's go ahead and get on to it. Today, we are going to be talking about my current boss and his ex-wife.
We are?
Yes. Oh, that's Wesley. That's DJ Hey Cousin. Yeah, hey, bud.
Hey.
I forgot you were there. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I did too. I just kind of feel like I just woke up here. Like, are you doing a dream?
I mean, more like a nightmare, but yeah.
Oh,
for me.
Well, you know, well, the walls have started closing in and the installs haven't started yet. So, I mean, it's not a nightmare for you.
DJ Hey Cousin is here, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, but it's going to be a good time. Don't worry. I'll make sure it's fun. Okay.
Yay. Don't mind me, guys.
So today we're going to talk about my current boss and his ex-wife. We're going to talk about antiques. We're going to talk about Walmart, someone's anus, and bees. That and so much more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So yeah, shit's going to be super random today.
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't be here for this.
Yeah, I know. I think it's so much more fun to like just say random words of what the topics may be about without just like, this is a topic. Because now you're like, what? Did you say someone's anus and then bees?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
And
does the order have anything to do with how afraid I should be?
We'll find out.
Ah, okay. All right. Good
this
know.
Episode is brought to you by Boardwalk Realty. This episode is brought to you by Boardwalk Realty. If you're looking to move to Atlanta, this is for you. Looking for a home is already a pain in the ass, especially in Atlanta. So let Boardwalk Realty do the hard part for you. When you're moving to a new city, you already have enough to worry about. You have to worry about packing up your entire life. And if you have kids, you're packing up multiple lives to move. You have to figure out what part of the city you want to live in and a whole lot more. Now, who has time to find a house to live in? I know I don't. I barely have time to eat, let alone find a place to live. Well, guess what? Boardwalk Realty, they have 20 years of experience in rehoming humans in the Atlanta area. So we got Buckhead, Alpharetta, Atlanta, Cummings, Smyrna, Roswell, and many other locations. If you're looking for a kitchen to keep your food in, or maybe a room that has a couple of toilets in them, maybe a spot to park your car, an outdoor room for the dog. Some people call it the backyard, tomato, tomato. But your dream home shouldn't be just a dream. It should be your address. So contact Boardwalk Realty to live inside a building you call home. 470-990-9564. Or you can visit their website at www.livinginatlanta.com. And that's living in Atlanta with the letter N. Get yourself a home with Boardwalk Realty. So let's go ahead and get on with the silly. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review, because let me tell you something, all of that is way more important than you think for my like little podcast like me to grow. I can't get big. I can't be a big girl without you.
Exactly. We need you guys. I mean, but y'all know how this thing works right now. You know, the likes, the subscribes, we need all that stuff.
Yeah, I beg for it all the time.
Just even if it's bad, give it to us.
Yeah, give it. Give me it.
Give it.
Give me it. Do it. Coming up, let's discuss my current boss and his ex-wife. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, all right. So for my new listeners here, I am one of the producers of a morning radio show that is very well known here in Atlanta. And now internationally now because of podcasts being a thing now. So it's called The Bert Show. And my boss, Bert, he is, by the way, hilarious. Love the guy. And if you are familiar with the show, I am pleased to inform you that what you hear, like their personalities, their characteristics, that's who they are. That's not a front. And I got to tell you, when they say never meet your heroes or whatnot, luckily, this time it turned out okay. But anyways, Bert had a segment on the show that pretty much he called it Date My Ex-Wife. And so they were together for like 20 plus years, and they have two kids together, for my new listeners who are unaware of the situation here. And her name is Stacy, his ex-wife. Anyways, they were divorced, I think, don't quote me, between 8 and 11 years. Don't quote me on the time. But it's been a minute, over a decade. He is in a relationship right now, and it seems like it's going well, you know? And Stacy has been trying to date, and as we all know, the dating pool everywhere sucks. And she did not like this whole dating online thing. It wasn't working, the apps and all that stuff. So Bert had this genius idea to create a segment on the Bert Show where he actually described the stuff that Stacy likes and what she's looking for, and brought her onto the show. Like, Stacy came in on air and was talking about everything and what she's looking for and all those good things. And she ended up actually meeting a couple of people. So here's the thing, DJ Hey Cousin and listeners here. I just found out that the AJC, and if you're not from Atlanta, that is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Every major city has one of those. Mm-hmm. And they made it. It says here, this is the tagline here. The Bert Show's Bert Weiss solicits dates for ex-wife Stacy on air. So far, she is smitten with one of the guys that he found.
Smitten's a great word to use.
Smitten. This is by Rodney Ho. This is June 12, 2024, when this article was written. So it's very interesting. What do you think about this?
I say one thing. That's a great ex-husband right there who's using his entire platform, his own platform, to get his ex a date. That's just a good guy right there, for starters. And also, it's a highlight on their relationship as a whole. Like, you know, we're still cool.
Yeah.
You know, there's... And there's no bad blood, which is very hard to do in a post breakup or post relationship or whatever. So that's also good on their character.
Yeah.
And their growth from what, 22 years, you said?
Yeah. They were together for a while.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of resentment can be built up, you know, in that amount of time, you know.
Now, if you want to read the article yourself, you can look for it yourself. I'm not posting the link down below. Still my boss.
Yeah.
We can talk. I can
still
talk about
some boundaries, you know.
Yeah. Because whatever Rodney Ho decided to write, I'm not sharing that because I don't really know. Because I was scrolling through it and he mentioned some things that it's not horrible, but it's not something that Bert wants to remember. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you know, he's been doing this for a while.
Yeah, course, he's been doing it for a while, but I don't have to add to it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, he's done some stuff so far.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, like, there's some stuff that he wouldn't want to talk about.
Exactly. That's what I was going with. And from what I understand, obviously, that's how journalism works. Sometimes, you know, sometimes things are stretched to make things more sellable. Or just using certain words to describe things that aren't really what they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
words are powerful, G.
Words are powerful. So if you want to check that out, that's up to you. But I think it's awesome that what Bert is doing, because you're right. He is a good guy. We're talking about when I was hired to work for the Bert Show. My mother was diagnosed with cancer and ovarian. And it happened really fast from diagnosis to when she passed away. And during that time, I had just got hired in September. And my mom was hospitalized for pretty much the entire month of October, right?
Yeah.
So I had to go back and forth, and they told me that I could take time off of work, and they gave me like almost like 2 or 3 weeks off, and I was able to take care of her and my dad because he was taking care of her, so I had to make sure that he was good, and that, you know, there's so much to do when
it was a lot, yeah.
Yeah, when someone that you love is dying. And then their spouse is trying to take care of them, or someone else in the household is trying to take care of them. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure that the person who's trying to take care of them is also okay. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, and during that time, they signed me up. They delivered this thing to my house called Instead of Flowers. And they delivered like food, like well-made prepared meals that you can just warm up. You know, you don't have to add anything to it. You just heat it up. You're good to go. Most of the things you just throw in the oven or the microwave, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was really cool. And they did this even after mom passed away. So Bert and the Bert Show literally made sure that my family had food for like 3 months straight, just about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that is the kind of people that they are. I didn't ask for it. I didn't expect it. I was a new hire. At this time, literally hadn't even been there for a month yet. Mm-hmm. You know, they gave me some time off after mom passed as well, so I could grieve. You know what I'm saying? They took care of me. They took care of my family. They are exactly who they appear to
be. And they were not obligated to do that.
No, I don't know any.
At all. At that point, they were not obligated to do that.
I don't know any employer that
could have easily let you go. Because of that, like, oh, well, could've. You know, you
won't. And shout out to Jackson, by the way, because he had my back. He was on the phones. He was editing the videos. Mm-hmm. He was still on air. Like, he was doing twice the work for like a month or so. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I went in when I could, but sometimes it was hard, so I couldn't. But I'm super glad that they're in my orbit, legit. And you're okay, I guess, DJ Hey Cousin.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You'll do.
I have my moments.
Oh man, so tell me, man, how you been doing?
Man, I've been doing all right. There's been a lot going on, you know, with stuff with this, being a producer, doing my own acting thing, trying to get my trying to figure out what my content is as far as stuff that's actually mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And just trying to find a balance between all those things and just, you know, a regular work life, because, you know, people have to keep the lights on too, you know. You know, that whole thing. You know, so it's a struggle for balance. Like we all have. We all have a struggle for balance. You know, and mine is like the one where it's the plates, you know, and they all got food on them. But so, you know, it's all of this like really weird food, like Jell-O with gumbo in it.
What restaurant are you a server at with all this strange gumbo?
Some Dr. Seuss ass restaurant. I don't know. Green eggs and ham head ass restaurant. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, you certainly made it more difficult for me to just randomly cut you off like I was going to, because you got all serious and like, my life, you know, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life and then this, and I'm just going to go through it and carrying big things of gumbo and blah, blah, blah. It's like, damn, I can't cut him off now. He's getting all like deep and shit.
Aw, I ruined your bit with sincerity.
We're going to go ahead and get into these random Google voicemails that I've gotten. This should be very interesting. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
How did you still get me after you admitted you couldn't get me in? Damn, a good job.
I'm a genius.
Yeah.
All right, so I should probably explain some of this here, some of these Google voicemails that I have. Google Voice voicemails.
Please, please explain them.
So, as you guys know, or you may not know, I have a YouTube channel that is also called The Professionally Silly. It's part of the Professionally Silly universe, if you will. And it is a lot of fun. And what I do is I post a lot of fun videos, just random stuff, like some what's in my box. Sometimes we'll try different foods, activities, drinks. There's vlogs. There's all kinds of fun stuff that I do over there, challenges, whatnot. Anyways, there was a video that I did back when I lived in Los Angeles. I was discussing Wrinkles the Clown. And Wrinkles the Clown is like this really creepy clown from Florida. You can Google him, Wrinkles. Like, you know, you got wrinkles on your face, like Wrinkles the Clown. You can Google him up. Creepy fucking clown, by the way. And there was like this whole thing a few years ago where he was like trending big, like trending, right?
Yeah.
It got so big to the point to where Hulu decided to make like a documentary thing about Wrinkles the Clown, the guy who does it and why he does it. Apparently, the whole thing started off with, I think, parents like trying, like their unruly kids. He would use them to scare him into behaving or some shit, like something like that, some Florida shit.
Oh yeah, I think I do remember that. That's weird. It was like before Scared Straight was a
thing. No. This is like fuck, like before, right before COVID or during COVID.
Oh, well, I'm thinking that's
like when the documentary came out.
Oh no, yeah.
But he was doing this like definitely like early 2000s or something like that.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
but you gotta check it out on Hulu. Wrinkles the Clown. This is not a sponsored thing, by the way, but you know, our folks are wrinkled. We're cool. I'll actually put the link to the video down below, because cool. Wrinkles, I actually called him, right? And I texted him for my Google Voice number. And of course, my Google Voice number was like shown in the video, which it doesn't matter because it's the same number that I use for the podcast. So I don't care. So every now and then people, mostly kids, will call my number and like leave voicemails or text me. I'm Wrinkles. I tried to call and he killed my cat or some crazy shit. And so I have literally like voicemails that I have not heard. And they're streaming from April 27th all the way to this morning at 9:43 a.m.
Okay, how are you doing to do it? You want to go most recent or
I want to start recent? From the back.
The back?
Yeah, I want to hit it from the back real quick.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
All right. Okay, so here is the first one. This is coming from this was April 27th at 9:59 a.m. All right, here we go.
Oh my god, hi, I am such a big fan. Please give me a message.
Okay, so that was the first one. She sounded super young.
That was weird. That was like what, it was maybe still a creepy 12, though, right? Maybe 13 year old.
That's creepy.
Yes, it was. I can't describe how, like, it was
like a haunted child kind of way.
Yeah, that child is alive, right?
I don't know.
That child is possessed. It was that maybe. Child was okay.
Maybe.
All
right. No, we'll have to discuss that on the Paranormal Blacktivity channel.
Yes, that's a different place. Yeah.
So this next one is May 13th at 8:50 p.m. By the way, I have not heard any of these messages, so I have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah, no, this is live.
This
is real.
This is live here. Let's go to this one here.
I love you.
The fuck. That was creepy as shit.
And then nothing.
And then nothing going, right? For like fucking 15 seconds. Kids are creepy.
Kids have always been creepy.
I know. I'm terrified of them.
That's why Children of the Corn is so good.
Look, don't get me started with the black eyed kids.
Okay.
You know what? You know what? Let's just go to the next one. All right. So this is number three. This one was May 13th as well at 8:55 p.m. This is from the same number. This is 5 minutes later.
Wait, when is this?
This is May 13th, last month.
May 13th, last month. Okay.
Yeah, literally 5 minutes ago. I mean, 5 minutes. The one we just heard. Yeah. So let's see what this one says. Literally, wow. This dude called back and said absolutely nothing. So there's really nothing for you guys to hear.
Kid called back and said nothing. Wow.
30 seconds of literally nothing.
That's actually worse.
It kind of is. Let's just go to the fourth one. This one is May 31st. At 3:12 p.m. The transcript doesn't sound nice. says you're gay or something.
Interesting.
But it also says more, so let's go ahead and get to it.
You're gay. I'm Wrinkles the Clown, and I am coming all over you tonight.
That is so gross and weird and creepy and disrespectful and random and hilarious. And strange and odd. What is wrong with these kids today?
Ditto.
What is wrong with these kids today? I'm coming for you. No.
I'm coming
for
you tonight. You're gay.
I'm coming all over you.
Tonight.
That's gross.
Tonight.
Oh, God. Who raised these kids? Let's go to the fucking next
one. The internet raised
them. This one is June 1st at 10:13 a.m. So let's take a look.
Hi, we're watching a video about Let's Call Wrinkles the Clown. I'm just saying, you're amazing and you're beautiful. And thank you for recording the video and thank you for doing so much. I love you. Bye.
Oh, that was nice. Oh, that was nice.
She didn't threaten to come all over me or nothing.
Yeah,
that was nice.
She actually sounded like she's alive with a soul and everything.
Yeah, she actually might have a soul.
And maybe even both her parents. Wow.
That was really cute, though. All jokes aside, that was adorable. She said, thank you for doing so much. I don't know what I've done, but you are welcome.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's not listening to this podcast.
She probably
is.
It's not, though.
But, you know, when I made this video, I wasn't advertising my podcast on my YouTube channel yet, so she doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
And also, she probably doesn't know how to make it. Well, you know what? These days,
you don't know.
Go to the computer by now.
Exactly.
Jesus. Let's go to the next one.
Via Roblox.
All right, this next one is June 8th at 4:38 p.m.
This is Wrinkles the Clown. I want to know why you were calling me, why you kept leaving me a voicemail. I'm outside your house. See you later.
Was he pretending to be Wrinkles the Clown replying to the messages?
I think so. I think he was Wrinkles the Clown in this message in his head.
Yeah.
This is Wrinkles the Clown. I want to know why you're calling me.
I like the dedication.
That was nice.
Yeah, he pretended to be Wrinkles the Clown.
Yeah.
Responding to the messages that Wrinkles the Clown would be getting.
That's golden.
I like the dedication. I like the bit.
I like that.
Yeah, I like the bit.
The next one is coming on June 8th at 4:40 p.m. So let's go ahead and take a listen to what this one is. This is probably another kid, I'm guessing.
Oh, we're about to find out.
I really need you guys to give me a call sometimes. I would love adults to weigh in on some things. That'd be nice.
Yeah, non-clown conversation is always nice.
That'd be great. All right, here it is.
Hello, this is Wrinkles the Clown. Call him back. Professionally silly. Well, anyways, I was just saying, I know you're in Oakview, California. I know you're in an apartment complex. I'm coming over. I'll give you a real balloon. Expect me at 12.
What the fuck? So that was the same kid, clearly.
Part two. That was the sequel to the first message.
It was a wonderful sequel.
And that went way more in depth. That was way more plot, more themes.
Also proves that children do not pay attention to details because that video was made literally over 5 years ago.
How was that balloon? At 12:30? Did you get that balloon?
No, I never got it because I don't live there anymore.
Oh, man.
I'm also in a completely different state across the country.
Damn.
So I'm not too worried about this kid. He's not paying attention to details at all.
I was really hoping you got that balloon, man.
You got to see this video, guys. The balloon thing, there's a reason why he referenced it because I did a little thing. So check that out. Okay, so we got two more. So this one is coming from June 9th at 9:31 a.m., but it's the same number.
It's the same number as
it's
the first two?
It's the same number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
So I don't know.
Dedication to the bit.
Dedication. This is like a part three. This guy.
Oh, wow.
This is a three-parter.
Okay.
Let's see what he has to say. Bye. This kid.
Oh wow, this kid is good. It took me a second to even know what that was. It took me like 5-10 seconds.
Yeah,
to
it's
even
like
what that
was. A, for those of you who were listening to this and you can make it out, it was like a kid who was like doing a creepy. I'm going to. That's not what he's saying.
Well,
but...
yeah, it's one of the best variations is from the Freddy Nightmare on Elm Street thing.
Ah, that might have been what it was.
Most,
it sounded
it was
like
a recording
of a recording.
Yeah, so yeah. It was most likely that. I forget how it goes exactly, but it goes with that melody. Oh, wow. Great job, kid.
Yeah,
Great job, kid.
Good job. Man, so he called me, he called me three times. So twice on June 8th, and those were legit like 4 minutes in between. And then again, the very next day at 9:31 a.m., I was the first thing that this kid thought about. When he woke up,
you were in his dreams.
I have to call this bitch.
You were in his dreams,
I'm
bro.
Play a creepy person singing a song. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was. If I was not an adult, that would have freaked me out. That would have freaked. But also, I knew having my number on there, I would probably get things like this.
This was inevitable. Okay,
but you know what it does now.
This is
now
great.
I've got content. Thank you, kids.
this is great. Okay, I mean, this is what happens when you throw a net into the void that is the internet. Once you get back, it could be anything.
Crazy
it could be
bullshit.
Anything.
I love it. We're down to our last call. Okay, this was... Oh, today. This morning.
This morning.
Yeah, this was the one from this morning at 9:43 a.m. this morning. So let's see what this is. I have no idea.
Hey, I was just wondering about Wrinkles the Clown. I'm just kind of scared of him. Just give me a call back. Please. Bye.
Wait, you want to call because you're scared of him?
I think that she thinks that I might be able to defeat Wrinkles the Clown.
Oh,
she might want a consultation to figure out, you know, what I can do.
Awesome Ghostbusters type
shit.
Yeah,
like what my price is.
Yeah, like your Van Helsing type shit.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
I think she wants a consultation for me to take Wrinkles out.
Okay, wow. I mean, well, your schedule has freed up a little bit. So, I mean, maybe you can take on that freelance work.
I mean, like, it's something to think about. The economy is shit right now. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to start hunting things that terrify children.
Ember smiles. Clown hunter.
Not even just that. I'm going to get the monsters under your bed. The ones that are in the closet. I'm going to get all those. I'm gonna handle all that. You know?
Yeah, I like that. Ember smiles. Monster hunter.
Yeah. Why you got to say it like you from the bayou?
It sounds cooler.
You know, listen, 805-664-1828. I need to know that there are adults that are enjoying my content.
Please.
If you have kids that sound adorable and want to say hilarious random things, they can call too, but only if you're there too. Okay. I don't want no random, I just want to see what they may say because kids do say the darnest things.
They really do. We've known that for a while now, since the 80s, I believe.
Shut up. You're right, though. Stop being correct. So this has been my Google Voice voicemails. Jesus Christ. I need adults to call me, please.
Please. Please.
Up next, some things should not go up your butthole. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Is it about me?
Yes.
Damn.
All right, guys. So I was talking about things you should not put up your butt. That is a hell of a teaser, but there's a reason why I said what I said. One, because I'm a tease. Two, because that's exactly what we're going to discuss. Trust me when I say this. So I was on one of my favorite websites, thesmokinggun.com. I love that site. You guys know it. That's where we get our true crime content, where not every crime ends in death.
Also, something else you shouldn't put up your bum.
What?
A smoking gun.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. So this was actually earlier this month in June of 2024. And the tagline totally got me here. It says, Texas man, 60, cops to placing store antiques inside his rear end. Now, the funny thing about this is, one, that's gross. But the second funny thing about this is I showed Jackson at work that I was thinking about discussing this in the podcast. And then he read it, and he read it wrong. He thought it read, Texas man stuck 60 antiques up his ass. Like, he thought, I was like, no, there's
I'm sorry, what now?
After the 60. That's what he thought he read.
Okay.
That's what he thought he read. He was like, what the fuck? I was like, I swear he didn't stick that many things up his ass. I think it might have been a couple of things. But but actually, let's go ahead and find out, because this is going to be, boom, 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 a cold read.
Yes.
So I have no idea where this is going.
I can feel the goosebumps.
Can you feel the goosebumps tonight? Yeah. All right, so moving on from that. So this is, once again, coming from thesmokinggun.com. All right, so it says here, a kilt-wearing Texas man today pleaded guilty to taking merchandise from antique stores and shoving the items up his rectum before returning them to the display shelves.
Please tell me they were small, miniature
I have no figures idea.
Or pencils, antique pencils.
I have no idea.
Or, you know, an Egyptian suppository. I don't know what.
There's a lot of things in this that you probably don't want to know, but I tell you dude, this definitely gives like a whole new meaning to like.
Has he been training for this? Is this his first time? I'm sorry, continue.
It's like, it's different because this is not just licking ice cream. Like, he's shoving things up his ass.
Yeah, this isn't just putting stuff in an overcoat or an oversized hoodie.
No, he's not taking them. He's just sticking up his ass and putting them back on the shelves.
Oh my God, that's even, worse. I see the ice cream comparison now.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It goes on to say, Mitchell Vest, who is 60 years old, copped to a criminal mischief in connection with vile incidents earlier this year at Shops in Spring, a Houston suburb. Okay, so I guess Spring is the name of the little town, little suburb. So as part of a plea deal, the 6'6", 250 pound Vest, that's his last name, was sentenced in Harris County Criminal Court to 12 months probation. Since Mitchell is a first time offender, if he successfully completes the probationary term, the misdemeanor conviction could be wiped from his record. So here's my thing. One, I do not think this is his first time doing this. Two, it would have been really hilarious if they would have written the misdemeanor conviction could have been wiped from his rectum.
Oh my God.
That would have been a lot more funnier.
Put this man in jail right now, immediately. There's no court case. We don't need to spend taxpayer dollars on this. We already know what he did. We saw it. I'm sure there's CTV footage of it already. Put this man in jail.
You should see the seriousness of DJ Hey Cousin's face right now. He means what he says.
No toilet paper for him. All right.
Yeah, all right? He don't get no.
The driest of food.
According to police, Mitchell visited one store and placed a makeup brush. Oh God. And a restoration hardware piece in his anus before placing them back on the shelf for display. Let me tell you something.
See, this is the kind of man. I apologize for cutting you off. This is the kind of man who doesn't wipe. This is the kind of man who prepares for stuff like this by making sure he drops a fat deuce with corn in it and doesn't wipe, just so that when he does this, it's sloppy. Sloppy walking down the aisles. 15 minutes later, like, what's that smell?
Save that.
What's the smell? I don't understand.
I gotta ask you a question. You have to be honest. You have to be honest.
While I'm
reading this, are you also clenching your asshole closed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, a little bit. Yeah. I'm also checking, like, how clean is my booty hole right now?
How do you check that? Like right now, what are you doing?
Well, I'm doing like a clench, unclench, and I'm checking for like spice. You know how you know that spiciness you get when you ain't wipe all the way? You can feel it like, oh, yeah.
No, I use baby wipes. My ass be fully clean.
Well, of course, I had to learn to use baby wipes too, but this is a previous
No, but fail. What you just said was, I am trying to see if it's still dirty.
Yeah, it's not.
But I don't understand how you... Let's move on. So the owner...
Carry on.
I can't. You're just ridiculous. The owner of a second business, the Curiosity Shop. What the fuck do they sell there?
What? What? Doodads. They sell doodads in that bitch.
The owner of a second business, comma, open quote, the Curiosity Shop, close quote.
Got just in doodads in that bitch. That's all they got.
Yo, if you were in the Spring, Texas area, and you know what the Curiosity Shop is, yo, email me. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com.
They got Rubik's Cubes that can't be solved in that bitch.
or like closets that might lead to Narnia.
Yeah. Finger traps that you really can't get out of.
Magnets that do nothing. Your job is to figure out why. Turns out they're rocks. Oh my God, you stop. I tell you what, that is a place a cat would not want to go into.
Yeah, facts.
You know, curiosity. Oh my God, they'll
die hella fast in that bitch.
Anyways, this is the Curiosity Shop. Yeah. Told cops that Mitchell took an antique bottle opener and a tobacco tent can and placed them into his anus under his green skirt/kilt. Then return the items to the shelf.
You know it's a kilt. Why you call it a skirt?
Because it says skirt next to it.
I mean in the article. Like, why'd they do that?
Oh. Yeah. That's what fucked me up. I was like, skilt. What the fuck? So in both instances, the soiled merchandise valued at a combined $204 had to be thrown away.
Had to throw it away. Oh, dude, that's how you know.
Feces
that's how you
on them. Investigative report, and that is a quote. By the way, I apologize for the sound you heard before I said that. This is a cold read. I didn't know, and you were right. He does not wipe his ass.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
It says since his arrest, Mitchell seen in action in the surveillance photo, which I will put on the It's Pro Silly podcast. So check that out. Instagram page. As well as the Professionally Silly Facebook group as well. Anyways, he has been free on a $100 bond. Jesus.
What?
Described as retired in court filings, Mitchell and his wife, oh, he's married, own a $600,000 home in the Woodlands, a Houston suburb. So if you're in the Houston area, you know, hide your antiques.
Oh, you know what? You know what? My theory is he's either really old or... You know, this is like a little. This is a reoccurring thing.
Well, he's 60.
This is a reoccurring 60. Yeah. Okay, well that's
come look at him. Look at this. So this is him here, right? But here's the surveillance footage.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Literally. I mean, he looks like he's pretty well built, though. He looks like he works out, but at the moment he's sticking something up his ass, so it's kind of hard to pay attention to his glutes. Or he is for sure.
Jail. Jail. Jail.
If there was an antique that you could stick up your ass, what? No, I'm here to pod, bro. No, it's time to get real up in here.
what's a globe? Like what's one of those snow globe?
Snow globe?
Yeah, the smaller ones though. The ones that you but you could still have the little turn thing underneath where it still plays a little
like
thing.
Like a music machine? What is it?
Yeah, the music machine.
Music box. Yeah, music box.
Yeah, yeah. Still has the music box on the bottom. Yeah, one of those.
Those have like there's like a thing that twists on it. It's kinda that's
yeah, I get the poo on the turn thing. So you have to
I would like to take the time right now personally to apologize to the listeners. That was a weird thing to ask him.
It was.
Clearly, after I laughed, I was joking. But then he gave us his honest answer.
Of course, this is her fault because she knew I would answer such a ridiculous ass question. She knew. And here we are.
Up next, let's go ahead and talk about Walmart and the fact that they're doing something very weird
again
with drones.
Usual murder.
Yes. I mentioned Walmart and drones and them doing something weird with them. And when I say weird, I was lying. I just said that as a tease.
Damn.
It is something that's interesting, though. So here, I was actually on Instagram at Meta Culture, their page. And it says here, Walmart's drone delivery service is scheduled to start on April 22nd. So that means it's already started. And it will be available only at 2 locations in Texas. So hopefully they're not delivering any antiques. Shit. It will operate daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. delivering times within a 4-mile radius of each participating store. And the drones can carry up to 2.3 pounds. And every pilot program is set to run for 1 year.
Folks are already creating games to see if they can knock their drone down and see if they can get the package.
Oh, absolutely.
They're already playing that game right now.
But like, I guess you can get things like pencils delivered. What's less than 2 pounds? Over-the-counter medicine.
Games, medicine, certain snacks.
Cheez-Its.
I mean,
a bag of rubber bands.
A lot of electronics.
Ooh, tampons.
Tampons. You know, there's actually a lot of stuff under you said 2 pounds?
Yeah, 2 pounds. 2.3 pounds.
2.3 pounds? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a lot of stuff, actually.
Somebody said, so we can bring bananas. It can bring 3 bananas for $15.99. That's when we start getting into producing.
That's when the stuff gets a little dicey, all right? Keep it light. But nevertheless, I know I'd be concocting schemes to get those... Not even the stuff, like the drones too. Like I'm sure folks have gotten a couple drones already too.
Drone up.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody else said here, if the propeller cuts me, I will own half of Walmart.
I'm getting some stock. I'm leaving here with some.
But they still don't have Apple Pay in their stores. High roll emoji.
Hey man, one thing at a time, man. All right.
I hope they have bigger bags because I got a lot of groceries.
That'd be so ghetto. If it's not even in a box, it's just the bag. It's the plastic bag in the air. Like, come on, dog.
Someone else said, will they deliver in prison?
That'd be dope, actually. You see hella drones coming over the prison. Just dropping shit.
This is my favorite comment. This is my last one here. Doing everything but opening more lanes with a cashier.
Yeah. Yep. All these drones, but you can never find an assistant when you need one. Open up this damn case.
I fucking hate shopping at Walmart, so I don't really give a fuck about this. So I hate it, because every time I go there, first of all, the employees are all angry as fuck. Nobody knows where anything is. When you find what you want, it's been stolen or opened.
Or damaged somehow.
Or they just plain don't fucking have it. I hate Walmart. I went there a few times. I mean, over the years, a billion times, okay, to get, like, bread, and, like, somebody opened it and stole some of the bread.
Oh, my God.
And they just leave the open bread on the counter.
Oh, my God.
I had to, like, excuse me, ma'am, somebody opened up this bread. I just thought you guys should know. And they're like, oh, okay.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't, bro. Why?
They don't give two shit. They left them two shits at the house for later.
Yeah, two shits is gone, bro.
Yeah, they ain't using them two shits for work.
What? Two shits to quit, man. Oh, man. So, yeah, Walmart's got drones now. Moving on. Up next, I have a fun game for you, Wes. I do, for both of us, actually.
Oh, okay. Because normally a fun game just for me is usually something horrific and embarrassing.
Oh, I thought you were going to make a joke about, like, a bottle of lotion and a closed door.
I mean, that was coming.
It's a professionally silly podcast. Yeah! Okay, so DJ Hey Cousin, you know how I just love games.
Yes, you do.
I do. I'm a gamer in many forms of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Card, board, video, VR, whatever.
Yep.
Right? Drinking, especially.
Oh, yes.
My favorite one.
I believe that's so.
So this game that I'm going to play with you is going to be kind of fun because it's going to take us back to, I guess, our childhood. So this is the game that we used to play. Where you clap your hands, right? And you have you make a beat and you have to name a topic. You have to name, like, for instance, if I give you a subject of, like, I don't know, fucking sports teams, on beat, because it's just the two of us, we have to go or whatever. And then you have to say a team. The first one not to say something loses.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
All right.
So I'm gonna back up a little bit.
And we'll do on
a
lap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess, what's the, was it? That don't feel right.
It doesn't?
That feels better.
Okay, you want to do... Okay, we'll do lap.
All right, ready? Okay. All right, so here is the thing. The topic... I'll tell you what the topic is in a second, but why don't we do a practice round?
Okay.
Okay? we'll do colors.
Practice round. Okay, well, yeah, practice round with colors.
Okay.
And we both say a color at the same time?
I'll start, and then you okay. You say one. The first one can't think of one loses. And you have to do it on the beat, too.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Let's go. Okay. Yellow.
Blue.
Red.
Green.
Purple.
Blope.
Blope? What color is blope?
That's blue and taupe.
No. But now you get how the game goes.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
All right. So here goes the real game. All right. We are going to do, I call this a clap game. There's probably another word for it.
I'm sure there's an official title for this game.
Yeah, I'm sure. The clap.
No. I'm hoping that's not it. I'm going to hope that's the one that's not it out of the list.
Oh, fuck. The topic is fruit.
Fruit. All right.
Fruit. All right.
We'll do like last time. You start.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. You said me. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Apple.
Kiwi.
Blurberry.
What? Blurberry? That's a new one. That just dropped?
Blur. I was trying to say blueberry. You know what? Maybe we should do like a...
What?
So they can actually hear us.
I'm sure they can hear us. I'm sure they can hear
us. All right, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to pause it. All right. Now I need redemption. Because yeah. I was trying to say blueberry, but now I see why that blue fucked you up the last time.
Yeah, yeah.
<It's> blurp.
Whatever. Yeah, you dropped a whole new berry out here.
Blurp berry. No. That is the delicious organic berry fruit that is grown on Zip Zlorp.
And yeah, you started on a box of cereal, huh?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Maybe. You want to pick a topic?
No. Go ahead.
I'm like, yeah, this. Okay. Let's name. Okay. Topic is, you ready?
Yeah.
Musical artist from the 90s.
Musical artist from the 90s. Okay.
Any genre. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. I should be more clear, right?
I mean, in regards
to
what?
There were artists that were big in the 90s, but
oh my God.
They didn't start in the
90s. Of course, you can say Michael Jackson, and that still counts as a 90s artist.
All right, cool. All right, here we go.
Say Prince, that's still a 90s artist.
All right, so now we have two I can't use.
I mean, yes, you can still use those, but still.
Let's go. Usher.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
TLC.
Monica.
Brandy.
Joe.
Aaliyah.
Case.
112.
Mace.
Oh, I was going to say one, but I don't want to say him now. You know what I'm talking about.
Say it.
P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah. That's no better.
Match the energy.
Babyface.
NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys.
89 Degrees.
O-Town.
Britney Spears.
Damn, I lost. O-Town was early 2000s.
It
was so crazy because, you know what really sucks is that both of the men that we didn't want to name, Puff Daddy, who is now known as P. Diddy and also a predator.
Now the
all
dealer.
The P's, huh?
Also known as a
He's
dealer.
He's a PPP, goddamn. Mm-hmm. Fucking P, goddamn cubed and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Puff Diddy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Him and R. Kelly, they were huge in the 90s, and that's so fucking annoying.
It is, isn't it?
God damn it.
It's so weird.
Also, neither one of us said Tupac. Neither one of us said Biggie. Neither one of us said
They're not Aaliyah. Those are R&B artists, Tupac and Biggie.
I said 90s.
Oh, you said 90s artists. Oh, you did.
Any music
we
genre.
We would have got around to it.
Yeah.
Okay? I said Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And yeah, why was they before all the other ones you said
that
after
just
them?
Came to mind. I don't know. Peppers and then them.
Give it to me.
What?
Your black card. You said Red Hot Chili, and you had to say it really fast to squeeze it in.
I did.
Before Aaliyah.
Because I couldn't think of, if I didn't get that out, no, the other ones weren't going to come.
Give me.
It would have been clogged up.
Your black card.
Okay, well, you do. Okay, well, it's laminated.
You're going to lose it for at least an hour, but if you keep doing this, okay, it's going to be two.
Okay. God damn.
Thank you, because I needed one, bitch. Nah, for real. I was listening to Nickelback earlier today, and
hey, man, hey, all right.
Someone took my shit.
All right, I just got the anime stamp on that. All right, we just got that. All right.
Oh my god. All right, coming up, we're gonna discuss monsters in a closet.
What?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. Monsters in a Closet is the Professionally Silly Podcast. Do you mind? Can I use this black card at like other places, like even not in February, like throughout the year?
They get you into any cookout and function. All right.
Cash back?
Yes, of course. Nothing under $80.
Cool. Does it help me with basketball?
No, a little. Just the assists.
Free Hennessy?
Yes, but it always comes with hypnotic, every time.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Well, I got the semi-premium package.
Black card brought to you by Whammo. Wesley is currently petting my cat right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a sexual euphemism.
It's not.
My cat's name is Samantha Heroin Jones. She is a Norwegian forest cat that I found out recently, actually. Like, this year, I found that out.
Yeah, you just learned the legacy of your animal.
Someone reached out to me on TikTok and was like, hey, is your cat a Norwegian forest cat? Because she looks exactly like my cat. And then, like, I was curious. So, of course, I click her profile name and I thumb through her videos looking for, like, something with her cat on it.
Yeah.
And I see him, like, oh, my God, that could be, like, Sammy's fucking twin. And then she wrote in another video, or in the same video, I was like, yeah, I responded to her. Oh my God, yeah. And then she was like, well, does your cat always like talk? Is your cat talkative? I'm like, yeah, she never shuts the fuck up. she does, but Sammy talks like, and you've experienced this. It feels like she understands and she's responding to the questions you ask her.
Oh yeah. No, we've had our moments.
Yeah. It's so weird. And if she doesn't understand, she is damn good at pretending because I'd be having conversations with her. I'd be asking this bitch questions, expecting like a full fucking paragraphed answer.
Yeah, and it just makes it worse when you say something, she ignores you.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, all right,
this isn't
understands.
Like some oblivious shit. Like, you just did that consciously.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
smack the shit out of you.
Yeah, no. Sometimes her silence and the way she ignores me so easily, the disrespectful definitely makes me want to give her a back paw, you know, but she's so fucking cute.
Oh yeah. It's hard to give her one. It's hard to give her one on the first side. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. Anyways, let's talk about monsters and closets.
Yeah, speaking of animals.
Right. So this came up on the BBC, actually. And the tag always grabs me. This is going to be yet again another cold read because I love those. But it says here, a little girl said monsters were in her bedroom. Hey, because we know she's a little girl, Wesley, do you think it was monsters or do you think it was something else?
I mean, with the imagination and understanding of a child, I'm going with monsters.
Okay.
Yeah, monsters, definitely.
Well,
ghouls, goblins, who knows?
I'm going to break it to you, buddy. It actually wasn't monsters. It's actually something that you hate. You hate
taxes.
Yes, there were taxes.
Damn.
In her bedroom.
Oh my God. Oh.
It was horrifying.
Oh my God. Oh, they were late
too, weren't
they?
They kept increasing. They wouldn't, you know, let her expand anything. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
She couldn't get an extension.
Oh.
Yeah. Turns out she owes.
Oh.
No, actually, it was 60,000 bees.
Oh my God. Yes, you're right. I do hate that. 60,000 bees is something I would run from at the fastest of speeds. What happened? How did she not? What, huh? Explain yourself, please.
So here in the BBC, it says, when 3-year-old sailor class began complaining of monsters in her bedroom, her parents thought that it was just a figment of a child's overactive imagination. Sailor had complained of monsters, quote, in the wall of her room at their farmhouse in Charlotte, North Carolina. Her mother, Ashley, I think it's Massis class, whatever, and her husband thought nothing of it. They had, after all, just shown their daughter the Pixar movie Monsters Incorporated, which is one of the best fucking movies ever. I love that movie. I would love to actually rewatch that.
That's goated Pixar right there.
That is gold. It goes on to say, and this is a quote here, we even gave her a bottle of water and said it was a monster spray so that she could spray away any of the monsters at night.
It's not going
to
do it.
I know. And this is what her mom says, who apparently she is a home designer. Don't know why they shared that.
Because it's her fault why she couldn't find the discrepancy in the house that got 60,000 bees in her daughter's closet. Yeah. Carry on. God damn.
Horrible parent. It goes on to say, but over the following months, Sailor became more insistent that there was something in her closet. It began to make more sense when Miss Class noticed bees swarming in clusters near the attic and chimney outside their 100-year-old house. That's your first problem.
Yeah.
Old-ass houses have so many crevices for monsters. 100%.
Yeah. And before you carry on, I'm going to say one thing. She was right. There was a monster in her closet, all right? A bunch of bees, so many bees it can possibly form a human being. You know what that is? That's Candyman.
Oh, that old diddy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
That's
actually
very terrifying. Yeah.
You know what's really pissed off? He didn't give you candy.
At all.
Bullshit.
Death. There was no candy involved.
That
actually,
entire
there
movie
was
clickbait.
It was pretty much, for the most part, yeah.
Anyways, it goes on to say they thought Sailor might be hearing the buzzing near her bedroom ceiling. So her mom called the pest control company that found the winged insects were honeybees, a protected species in the U.S. So that's what they found, honeybees. All right. So actually, they should have called that bitch. I don't even know.
Yeah,
it's another beautiful day saving the bees.
Mm-hmm. Extracting bees from ridiculous places. Yeah, that's awesome.
With her bare fucking hands.
Oh, my goodness.
It's another day saving the bees. That's what she sounds like. I love it. I don't remember her name, though, but she's awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty hot, too. Cute chick.
Okay, all right.
Probably covered in welts.
Most likely.
Yeah. So she and her husband contacted a beekeeper who noticed the insects were traveling towards the floorboards in the attic right above her daughter's bedroom. The bees had spent 8 months building a monster hive. The beekeeper brought a thermal camera to scan the walls in the 3-year-old's room. It lit up like Christmas, she said. That's the mom. The beekeeper said that he had never seen a hive go that far down into the wall. He tracked it to a coin-sized hole in the corner of an attic vent. The beekeeper, who Miss Class's daughter began calling the monster hunter, opened the wall to reveal a large honeycomb.
Oh.
That's crazy. So this is a quote here. They just came pouring out like a horror movie, Miss Class said. The beekeeper has removed between 55,000 and 65,000 bees, 100 pounds of honeycomb. Her name is ridiculous. It's too many S's.
I can imagine.
Literally, when you say Miss, that's one S right there. Then the second name is M-A-S-S. IS, then the word class, CLASS. It's like Missassas class. It's too much.
Missassa class?
It's too much. Okay. It's right. Too much. It's anyways, class has had to screen off the room between extraction to prevent the bees buzzing around her home. The honeybees and their honey damaged the house's electric wiring, Miss Class said, and she estimates that the bees have caused more than $20,000 in damages. So,
well, I'll definitely be trying to rectify that honey to see if I can make back some of that.
Yo,
back,
yo, facts.
Perhaps,
I'm gonna pay you for your thing, but I'm gonna get a cut of this honey.
Yeah,
and I'm selling honey now.
Exactly. What's the daughter's name?
I don't know, Sailor.
Sailor Honey. Sailor's Honey, whatever.
Sailor's Honey. Oh, Sailor.
Sailor's Honey. Bam.
I like that. Sailor's Honey. Homemade honey. Exactly. Literally.
In my daughter's closet.
That is crazy. Can you imagine? And you know what? You know the thing that bothers me the most is, like, we were always sitting outside and, you know, in the screened in patio, and mm-hmm. we still see just like random insects and small little lizards
constantly
get in and shit.
Yeah.
And it all you need is a small little hole, and you too can end up with like 100 pounds of honey.
It really doesn't take much. These bugs are constantly at work trying to get into places.
Yeah.
They
don't give a shit.
They asses know they shouldn't be, just for the sake of nesting or making more of themselves or, you know, whatever the process of making honey is. All of that stuff.
I mean, I appreciate honey, but, like, don't make it in my walls,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah, and I appreciate and I understand that these bugs need to exist to preserve the balance of the ecosystem and all that
all
stuff.
All of them,
but
like, fleas and bed bugs and mosquitoes. Yeah. I don't get those three.
Yeah, I understand the sense of balance, but do that over there. Yeah. There's still some nature left. Go over there. Go over there.
Yeah, for now. Yeah, enjoy nature while it's still there, because we are definitely tearing down every tree we see these days. So what y'all need to do, insects, because I know a lot of insects listen to this podcast.
Facts.
And the reason I know this is because if you're listening to this podcast and I'm on a speaker and it's going out, every roach and spider and fly in your home is hearing me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Every winged animal within let's just say, 500 to 1,000-foot radius?
As a matter of fact, if you're listening to this in your car, roll your windows down so all the insects can hear me.
Please,
turn that shit up.
Please. Because
what I'm about to say is real.
They fucks with it.
Okay? Here's what I'm going to say. Insects, hear me. There is still nature left. You need to enjoy that shit while you can.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, there's going to be a townhouse over there in a minute.
Yes. Insects, ants.
There's going to be a Rite Aid. There's going to be a CVS or a Rite Aid or a Walgreens popping up. Another Popeyes is coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Fast.
So figure this shit out, bro.
You never know. You never know.
Overly expensive houses that nobody can fucking afford. That's coming up.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Random parks that nobody's allowed to play in because there's predators everywhere. It's getting crazy.
Get it together, insects. Come on now. It's getting real. All right. Go ahead and get this nature while you still can. All right. I mean, because we can't help you.
We can't. All I can say is, if there's anything that you can take from this episode, it's don't put antiques in your ass.
Yeah.
Professionally silly life rules.
And wipe said ass.
Yeah. Wipe your ass.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Professionally silly rules right there.
Yeah. Get you some baby wipes and just get in there. Every time I take a shit, I use baby wipes.
Mm, I love it.
Every single time.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
I have so the cleanest fresh asshole south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
I see why the babies do it. They just, it's so great.
Babies are so fucking lucky.
Right?
Assholes.
Goodness.
Yo, that was a random rant. Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces. And most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. And also do me a favor and leave me a 5-star and written review, because, it's extremely helpful.
It really is.
It's a small thing. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Pretty, 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 please. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet, because I've had this bad boy since like 2018. There's like over 200 episodes. So check me out and share this podcast with a friend, because you can just laugh at the randomness together. Grab yourself a blunt or a drink or a snack. Turn me on when you're working out, taking a shower, cleaning up, doing laundry, babysitting, masturbating, whatever you got to do. Whatever you're doing.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever you're taking a shit, whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. You're sitting on the toilet wondering if a shit will ever come.
Yeah, I hate that. When you think you have to shit and you're like sitting on the toilet and you're just like,
and you're not sure.
I thought I had to shit. What the hell's going on?
I'm just
going
to sit here for a second. Just maybe it's a phantom shit that will manifest itself eventually. I'm just going to sit here for a second. Yeah.
What about like when you go to use the bathroom, you're trying to like pee, like number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you end up peeing for like forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, damn, did I consume 8 gallons of water and I wasn't aware of it?
Yeah. Anything past 15 seconds of a pee is like a crazy pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
crazy pee.
But it's amazing.
It does. Oh my God. You can take over the world after that pee.
Oh my God. Here's what you should do about that. You should definitely check out the podcast on Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. And listener submissions, you send them, we read them, share your silliest stories, your jokes, your life mishaps, what have you, and we can feature them on the show. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And if you'd like to be anonymous, just make sure you let me know, okay? Also, if you would like to... Also, if you would like for me to advertise your business or content, shoot me an email or a call, voicemail, text, whatever as well. Contact me, okay? All that information that I just mentioned is down in the show notes, along with some bonus information like my social media and all that stuff, TikTok, Instagram, both of my YouTube channels. I got a Cameo, got some Temu stuff going on. It's crazy.
Hey.
Now I'm Shane. I got my P.O. box stuff. So if you want to send anything, maybe it's a letter telling me how much you love my voice. Maybe you want to get some tax advice from me. That's stupid. Don't do that because I don't know shit about it. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. DJ Hank, where can they find you?
Find me a lot of places, you know, TikTok. DJ Hey Cousin, of course, Twitter/X, Bob West Roberts/Capricorn Jenkins, and of course, the ever-loving Instagram, Bob West Roberts, for however long that may exist. Please, you can find me at all those places. Please find me.
And if that's too much for you, I tag him in every one-liner teaser video that I post. That kind of like teases the episodes that I do. So you can always find him there as well.
Thank you.
Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously.
Got all sexy, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, get that sexy out your voice.
Yeah, that was weird. I gotta get my sexy out. Exactly. My bad. Wrong spot. Ooh, wrong job.
Golly.
That's job.
That's later tonight.
My bad. You know the one.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with this. Do clothes or other items in China just say made down the road?
Yeah, made here.
These are the important thoughts that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. You're welcome.
Yeah, it just says made.
Now you can think about it too. Until next time, you guys decide to tune on in to the Pee Silly. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Paraxima. Semana. That's next week in Spanish.
Ah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, titties.
Titties. All right.
So it goes on to say, as part of a plea deal. Oh, I already read that part. Rocket, Red Rocket. Wait, no. I was thinking about Red Rover. Red Rocket is like a dog's penis, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, that was definitely not the right thing.
Yeah, unless Rocket is the pre-morphing sequence for the Power Rangers in space.
You just have a way of just making things nerdy. All right. So I noticed in the last few times we recorded, you have been very conscious about being loud, that when you're talking normal, I can't hear you because you're as far as you would be if you were loud.
Okay.
So, like, try to...
make sure I bounce that out.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, I should. What are you doing, Samantha? Are you all right? Come here. No, you're just doing too much. It's funny as shit. It's the Antique Butt Show. That should be the name of the podcast episode, honestly. I'm looking for an antique for my ass. Okay, so shut your dirty whore mouth. damn it.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.